everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Booking the Territory, Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast, episode number 94 from November 13th, 1993. We are back and as unprofessional as ever on this week's Smoky Mountain Wrestling episode. And we're in a new venue, Newton, North Carolina, at the Community Center. A reported 300 people in attendance. Our buddy Tommy Noe is the ring announcer and not Brian Matthews. I think this is where Brian Matthews is not the ring announcer anymore, but I could be wrong. I know Tommy has told me that. So Tommy Noe is the ring announcer, not Brian Matthews. But other than that, we got a new venue, new location. We have been here before, I believe, but Doc does have some demographics. So first off, Harper, how you doing this morning? You hanging in there?
I'm doing great, sir.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Doc, what about you? You all right?
How come we always do these on days when I'm hungover?
Yeah.
I think that's a sign of you drinking too much, which a longtime listener, supporter of the show, Robert Silva, told me that one time. He said, why is Doc always drunk or hungover every time y'all record? He says he sounds like he's got a drinking problem. So, Silva, I think you're right, dude.
Dude,
you do have a drinking problem. You always, every time you text me, you're like, bro, I've been drinking. Well, dude, you drink all the time. What is it? Do you go home and drink every day?
Define every day.
See, there we go. If you got to ask that question, that means you're a fucking drunken.
Let me tell us this, Silva, and everybody else, really, while we're at it, here's something. If you had to deal with you, you'd drink too. So I'm tired of dealing with people like that shit. I drink to, like, even things up so that everybody else has a chance.
Okay.
So you're making it like into a handicap match.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not too bad. I only had like 6 beers last night.
Thursday night, he only had 6 beers.
Take the edge off a little bit so you don't do the Von Erich thing, you know?
Okay. Doc, hit us with the demographics.
We're in Newton, North Carolina. Population, wow, this is a big town. They only drew 300. Just shy of 13,000 people. That's a big city for the Smoky Mountains.
13,000 is pretty nice size. I say that because we've gone to places that have like less than 1,000.
Right. I know.
That's draw this.
Well, not just that, but we go places with less than 1,000 or around 1,000, and it's like so when you hear 13,000, you're like, well, that's pretty decent size. I mean,
that's
it's not
Manhattan.
They have multiple traffic lights. This is the hometown of Tori Amos.
Oh, wow.
We talked about that the last time we were here.
Ask Mike if he knows who Tori Amos is.
He still doesn't know. He didn't know then. And
I know
he still
who Tori Amos is.
Who? Singer song.
Yeah.
No, she's not a singer, right? She's an actor.
No, she's a singer.
She's a singer. See?
Oh, I thought she was an actor.
Nah.
Well, I really don't give two fucking shits about it, so why don't you keep going, asshole? Is she white?
I bet if it was, let me think.
What do you think?
I bet if it was Tony Braxton.
Two motherfuckers like her, so she must be white.
If it was Tony Braxton or Mary J. Blige, you'd be over it, I bet.
Hold on, real quick. Raleigh Arnwine on Twitter sent me a tweet last night. He was listening to the NWA show, which by this point aired probably 3-4 weeks ago now. And he said, don't bother looking up what Steph Curry's mother looks like. She's not your speed. He's like, me on the other hand, yeah, I would, but she's definitely not your speed. For the record, I just want to say this. I knew what Steph Curry's mom looked like long before Doc talked about it. But yeah, maybe a little bit too light for me. But go ahead.
That was Harper that brought it up, not me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just Riley Arnwine is a longtime supporter, BTT patron, so
hey,
I want to shout him out.
Speaking of blacks,
wow, there's, the way you just said that really offends me.
Wait, why?
But go ahead.
We're trying to promote racial dialogue here. So what did I say that was wrong?
Nothing. Keep going. It's just the way that speaking of blacks rolled off your tongue. Asshole.
Okay. Well, we've got some here because only 77.5% of the people are white.
Wow. That's a lot. So we got almost 23% ethnic population.
Right. 12% of which are black, and 9.5% are Hispanic.
Wait. How much? 12% black?
Yeah.
Hold on. That's awesome.
Let's pause on all this. Woo!
Well, I'd imagine it's from black people procreating, but...
That's a beautiful thing, bro.
Is it?
This is so...
Jesus!
So this is like on the northeast end of the territory. I could see you making a pilgrimage to Newton, North Carolina, but having to go through all the places where you're not welcome to get there.
That's nice, Doc.
Get out of here, boy.
That's nice.
You lost. All right.
The median... Hey, man. Here's the thing. The median income down there is 36.6, so only 12% of the population is below the poverty line. I'd assume that's less than the national average.
Pretty impressive, man.
I mean, what makes them so special?
Hey, you know what? When you down the percentage of white people, all of a sudden the poverty goes down.
Okay.
Let me explain something to everybody here. Everybody thinks I'm a drunkard and an asshole. That's called correlation, not causation, where I come from. So we're not going to say it's caused by the white people, but it certainly is correlated to the white
people. You're such an asshole, dude. You piss these people off. It's so funny because you really...
Why do they allow themselves to get pissed off so easily?
Why do you do that? What do you do? I need to shout someone out because there's a listener out there at Just One Hannah who is from a small town, if I'm getting this correct. And you know, I gotta give him credit because he kind of goes with the jokes and rolls with the punches and understands we're just having a little fun. So if he can do it, and he's one from one of these small towns in Tennessee and whatnot in the Smoky Mountains, then maybe everybody else should. And
I'm just trying to help these people understand that there's no difference between a poor white man and a poor black man. The similarities are more than the differences.
Oh, 100%. Okay. Well, anything else before we get into the episode?
And I'm ready to roll.
All right, I'm ready to be blessed and be a blessing too. So off top, again, we're in Newton, North Carolina at the community center, 300 people in attendance. Dutch and Bob Cottle. Dutch lights up a cigarette at the top of the show.
Damn.
Yeah, what the fuck's that about?
I don't know. But my note on that was, that may be the thing that you most could not do in 2018.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen the Stormtrooper. We're going to see some other stuff that they've done in this promotion. But that may be the thing that you just couldn't pull off anymore.
I don't know if people... Dude, we're going to miss Dutch when he's gone, because Bob Cottle is like, Dutch, what the hell, man?
He just lights up.
Yeah.
Well, they're in a rec center. They're in a rec center versus a high school, so I'm assuming that had, gave him... Okay, I got a question.
Dutch just ad-libbed that. He didn't think about that. He's just like, fuck it, I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
Okay, Menace, let me ask you a question. Put on your Menace hat back in the day. How many wrestlers that you wrestled with back in the day smoked?
Oh, shit. I couldn't give it a percentage, but it was a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Back then? I mean, you're talking mid-90s, dude. I mean, that was, like, damn near everybody. I mean, probably 80%. Not 90%, 80%. It was starting to transition where it's like, all right, smoking's a bad thing. But at least I think it was. But I'd say a good 80%. Easily.
Okay.
Why? What's up?
I was just wondering, man. We saw smoking on TV for wrestling. It's just,
yeah.
It's almost as crazy as the time I saw. Remember Mark Grace, the first baseman for the Chicago Cubs?
No, but go ahead.
He played for years and years and
years. Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. Mark Grace. Okay.
Yeah, I remember him giving an interview one time in the locker room, and there was a pack of Marlboro Reds in his locker behind him, and it was like, shattered my, like, what the hell is that?
I mean, I've seen like video of football players in the 70s and 80s literally giving an interview, flicking the ash off the cigarette. Just different time, man. It's like you see, and if you were to see that now, imagine if that were to happen now, where like somebody, any pick any star athlete, they're giving them an interview, and he's smoking, flicking the ashes in a locker room. They'd have that dude on SportsCenter like, can we put him in jail? You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, really, huh?
I mean, but seriously, that would be the response.
But I'm supposed to believe the 72 Dolphins could beat anybody from today.
Oh, hell no.
They were smoking and drinking and selling cars in the offseason, but they could roll in today and beat the 2018 Bengals.
The Browns of today could beat them. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I just got heat with saying that. Somebody's going to be like, you're stupid. It's a work, people. Calm down. All right, let's keep going. Also at the top of the show, Killer Kyle will take on Tim Horner for the TV title. Dirty White Boy interrupts the opening and says he and Primetime Brian Lee will battle for the Smoky Mountain Wrestling heavyweight title today. So there you go. We go to the first match. It's Bobby Blaze versus Jason West. Bobby Blaze wins with a gut-wrench Northern Lights-type bridge suplex. Look really good. Good little quick match between two faces. Bobby looked good. Doc, you got any thoughts on the match?
Yeah, I thought that was a nice finisher with the bridge on it. This rec center looks terrible on TV. That yellow, it's that same yellow color. Remember way back at like episode 3 or 4 or 5 when they were in that Knoxville?
Knoxville, they were in the studio, not in the Coliseum. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And with that yellow, and it just looked like people got molested there in their youth in the 70s.
That's nice.
It was like, what, you go down to Sherman Williams. What color is that? That's molestation yellow.
Right. That's, Jesus!
Right, man, come
on. Can I get the ass rape yellow, please? Y'all have that?
Damn. God. Okay. All for any.
So this place just doesn't. It's not photogenic on TV.
All for just called the color ass rape yellow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Do you have to show us on a dial when a bad man touched you yellow?
If Cornette was on this episode, he'd be like, what the fuck? God damn! Jesus Christ!
He wouldn't. He'd say, hey guys, you shoot TV where you can when you're in a fucking hillbilly location.
That's what he would say. All right, Hopper, anything from the match besides the ass smash yellow? Nothing? Okay. All right, well, after the match, Chris Candido comes out. Remember, they had the deal last week where they're going to be in this tar and feather match. So Candido, I guess, is going to respond, but let's hear what Candido's got to say.
And let's go to Bob right now, standing by with the Suicide Blonde, Chris Candido.
All right, Dutch, and right, you 100%. What a great win that was for Bobby Blaze and fans. That shows you that Bobby Blaze is ready, he's prepared, and he's waiting on this man right here, Chris Candido, for Thanksgiving Thunder. I guess Blaze showed you something right there.
He didn't show me nothing. Once again, Smoky Mountain Wrestling has proved me right and proved that they're the most backward organization in professional sports. The most ridiculous thing I ever heard, a turkey title match. The loser of the match is the winner of the turkey title. And you don't get a belt like this. Who cares about that? You don't get a beautiful belt like this one, a trophy, a plaque. The loser, the winner of the turkey title, gets tarred and feathered. So Bobby Blaze at Thanksgiving Thunder, you thought swimming in that river was something. Get ready to get tarred and feathered, you turkey.
All right, fans, Thanksgiving Thunder. It all comes down then. We'll be right back. We'll have more action after.
I don't know. I popped on the way Candido said turkey, but Harper, what did you have for this?
How far away are we from this?
Oh, this is November 13th, so we're only like 2 or 3 weeks away.
Okay. Yeah. Well, are we going to see this?
I think we see a clip on the TV. Because, you know, they won't. Remember, Thanksgiving Thunder's a tour. It's 4 days, so you're not going to see every bit of it. You know what I mean? So I think we see, I can't remember, to be honest with you. I think we see a clip, but I'm not 100% certain. So we're not far off from it. I mean, we're right on the heels of it where we're at right now.
I want to see this.
Doc, your thoughts from this?
I want to see it too, but this promo was just average for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't special. He's just trying to drum up interest in the turkey title match or whatever.
Yeah.
That's all.
I get it. It's not terrible. It's just, okay. Yeah.
It's, but yeah, I agree. Nothing spectacular. All right, we'll roll to the next one, man. We got Tracy Smothers out here. Tracy Smothers is going to cut a promo. Let's hear what Tracy's got to say as he's out there with his Stars and Bars jacket and his flag. I mean, he's Confederated out. And the funny part is, this is Tracy Smothers in 2018 too. same deal, except now it's a singlet, not the jacket. Yeah, Harper, ask him if he still got that jacket.
All right.
When you see him. All right, here we go. Let's hit play.
Fans with me right now, here is the wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy Smothers. And Tracy, we got our heavyweight title match, primetime Brian Lee and the Dirty White Boy coming up in just a moment. And you've got more than a passing interest in this match.
Boy, you're darn gum right. Man, I tell you, that's a main event that sell out anywhere in the country. But, man, speaking for myself, the last few months here, boy, things looked awful bad for the home team, man. You know, you do your best and you go out and you give it your best shot, and sometimes it just ain't enough. And whether it's fair and foul play or not, you know, I can't make any excuses. I vowed to get the Smoky Mountain heavyweight title back, and doggone it, I just ain't got the job done. It's hard enough fighting a guy that's 6'6" and 280 pounds, but when you got that little two-bit tramp, Tammy Wich, that makes it double tough. But, man, I want the winner. Yep. I don't care who wins. I don't care if they kill each other. I want the winner of that match because I want to get that title back where it belongs, around my waist and back in the South.
I can tell, and you can tell, too, you got a lot of fans here pulling for you. Yeah, they want the same
winner.
Thing.
I just want the winner.
Tracy Smothers, the wild-eyed Southern boy, wants the winners of this match, which is going to be coming up. By the way, it's going to be a wild match, no doubt about it, with the Dirty White Boy, primetime Brian Lee. Tracy, I got to ask you, will you stay right here with us at ringside?
Yeah.
Let's watch this match, and how about doing a little talking with me during this match?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I know the Dirty White Boy's got a lot of fans now, Bob, but it's awful hard for me to accept him as a friend or as an ally, all the stuff he's done to me. You know, people have asked me, they said, do you like him? I say, no, I don't like him. I got no reason to like him. I got no reason to trust him.
All right, fans, right now, let's go to the ring. We're ready for action.
All right, I thought Tracy made a lot of sense right there at the end and why he didn't trust him.
I mean, why should he trust him?
Yeah, I mean, let's go back to the whole feud. I mean, he screwed him over a bunch of times. Ron Wright's been a part of that. You don't forget Ron getting out the chair, hitting Tracy with the belt in the head, busting him wide open. He burned a Confederate flag. I mean, these people are pretty forgiving, man. He's only a few months away from burning the flag, dude. Think about it. But I don't know. Harper, what else do you have?
Yeah, I mean, he's just making factual statements. Why the fuck should he trust him?
Yeah. Totally agree. Doc, what do you have?
This angle is done way better than they did that Sting Luger thing in WCW in the middle. Is he with us? Is he isn't? Is he with us? Is he not? He's changed. Man, Smothers is like, dude, this guy fucked me over. Y'all can cheer him if you want, but I ain't coming on for this ride. And he starts out with the aw shucks, which is really good because he's been fired up a lot lately. And he's been, you know, cutting fiery promos. So this one's a little bit different. He's got that, oh, shucks, you know, I'm trying. But to be honest, I hadn't got the job done.
You make a good point. This was done. This was very simple. Like you said, I didn't think about the whole Sting and Luger thing that you were talking about. I don't know. I just didn't. But it's true. Like, some others, like, dude, I can't trust him. I mean, look, I understand he's got a lot of fans, but he's fucked me over a bunch of times. I can't just be like, you know, sure, I'm cool. We're cool again. Nah, it don't work that way. Great point,
right,
Doc. What else
Thank
you
Thank you, sir.
I don't know. I wanted to say that.
And I just like the fact that he's been out there cutting fiery promos for the past 3 or 4 weeks, and this one was more subdued. Different sides of the personality.
Yeah, definitely different size, but still, I mean, really, really good stuff here from him.
He's still the same guy. He's going to go out after the show and get BBD and some rats, but whatever.
BBD?
Ball bag deep.
Okay, just making sure. Balls deep. Okay.
Ball bag deep.
He's going to drill them. Hey, Harper, when Tracy comes to New Orleans, do you ever meet in the back, go, hey, man, where can I find some good rats at? Does he ever do that whenever you see him? Or
no.
Okay. He keeps that on the down low and just yeah. All right. Okay, we'll keep going. We got Dirty White Boy versus Primetime Brian Lee up next. But maybe not, because Primetime Brian Lee comes out with his arm in a sling. And
is that what that was?
That's what it was supposed to be.
I think it was like an old T-shirt, and like just Just take one of the fucking Rock and Roll Express shirts off the gimmick table and fucking wrap that shit up.
Do you ever hear the story Ricky Morton told like years ago? I don't even know what podcast it was. They took like a bed sheet and ripped it up into like, you know, long, just like little pieces and sold those as like bandanas and ties that you could put around your legs and stuff the way they would always do that shit. You ever heard that story, Doc or Harper?
And I bet they sold every goddamn one of them.
Yeah, they sold them for like $5 a pop. So they had this big old ass king bed sheet, and they ripped them up into, you know, 40 pieces or 50 pieces or more and sold them for like $5 a pop. So like,
6 weeks ago, I heard Corny talking about cutting up a mattress and selling pieces of it to people. Marks are marks.
Yeah.
That's nice, Doc.
Dude, I never forget during fucking WrestleCon, I see these people walking around with the little block of wood. Oh, it's just a little piece of wood, and it's autographed. And I was like, "What the fuck is that?" They're like, "Oh, it's from Hacksaw."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Jesus Christ!"
Corny talked about that on one of the shows recently. He was like saying they were talking about the memorabilia. He's like, "Man, Hacksaw brings little blocks of wood and signs them, and people buy them."
It's these little bitty blocks of wood that's like, maybe it's about a quarter the size of a 2x4, if not smaller. And they're just walking around with it. I'm like, what the fuck are you going
to do? Does he go down to the lumberyard and say, give me the scraps? And
dude, you didn't hear? No, he goes to Home. No, the story is, if I'm getting it correct, is he goes to Home Depot and gets them to cut up these little pieces of wood for him.
Hey, man, hold on.
And
he
brings
them
and sells his gimmicks.
No, he doesn't, because the first three cuts are free, and then they cost $1 a cut. So he ain't doing that. He's a carny bastard.
No, you're not giving Hacksaw enough credit. He's a wrestler. He's okay. Going there, and he's telling them what his gimmick is, and he's gotten to know the people, and they're like, oh, sure.
Hacksaw, he walks in there and goes, ho!
Ho! Yeah. Yeah.
USA.
Oh, Hacksaw.
Hey, come here, tough
man.
Guy.
Hacksaw was a bad son of a bitch when in Mid-South, bro.
He sure was, man. That was a complete turnaround when they plucked him out and sent him up north. And
it made him a fucking
It was like declawing a cat.
Dude, they made him a fucking cartoon character when he was a real tough, badass son of a bitch in Mid-South.
Right. And he was never richer.
All right, well, we'll keep going. We got the Dirty White Boy in primetime, Brian Lee. But we got some audio we need to play, as Tammy is going to tell us what's going on with Brian Lee in a sling or whatever the hell he's got around his arm. Here it is.
Here it is.
Gosh darn our luck. Brian had a little accident the other day, and he hurt his wrist. He shattered his wrist into a million pieces.
Oh,
we have x-rays. He's in a sling. So, you know, I don't think he's going to be able to defend the title for at least another 6 to 8 months, so, White Boy, you're just going to have to wait until then.
If you don't think that I want to hit a cripple, you're wrong.
Oh, heavens. And the Dirty White Boy, it didn't matter to him, and he went right at
Brian. I'm going
to
let it play for a minute, y'all.
Something fell out of that sling.
Hey, Bob,
it's a pair of brass nuts.
Yeah, they don't call him Dirty White Boy for nothing, man. That guy, he'd knock out his grandmother to win a wrestling match, especially to win that Smoky Mountain heavyweight title.
Prime time, Brian Lee, though, had brass nuts in there.
Wait a minute.
She sprayed something in
the referee.
The
referee got sprayed.
Oh, and the White Boy now has got Tammy Fitch.
Oh.
He's going to spike her.
Well, heck, whoop her, man. You whoop me enough, whoop her. You got the chance.
There it is. There's one, two, and here from behind is Prime Time Brian Lee with a towel.
Yeah, he's a backfighter. He's a backfighter.
Wait a minute. Whoa. White Boy's coming back on Prime Time. Now he's got the towel around Prime Time Brian Lee's neck. They're going to try to choke each other to death. Well, he's got the jet. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
There's Tammy Fitch. She has nailed the White Boy with that purse.
I know that feeling. She's done that to me 100 times.
And now that gives Primetime Brian Lee a chance to come back. He's putting those big number 14s right in White Boy's upper body and got him nailed down, pinned down close to the ropes.
He's wearing him out, didn't he?
I'm playing until
now,
Dirty White Girl
with
comes
a purse.
Out.
He's slugging with a White, purse, and Dirty White, White Boy hadn't got a friend in the world, Dutch. He's got nobody to help him.
Well, he has nobody to blame if he doesn't have any friends.
Well, hey, hey. Let me tell you something. Like I said, I've said it 100 once. I said it 100 times. He has dampened my spirits. He's hurt my chances. That man, you could write a book on what he's done to me. I'm awful sorry.
Look at this. Just
I'm awful sorry, fellas. I know he needs help, but doggone it, I just can't help him. So I don't care.
You're not going to help him?
No, Dutch.
Somebody needs to help him.
Hey.
He needs some help up there in there.
Bob, with all due respect, they can kill each other for all I care.
Wait a minute.
I'm out of here.
We got a fish. That's the dirty white girl. Wait a minute. She just dives in it. Tammy Finch takes her down. Okay, fast. And Tracy Smothers has just left the broadcast booth. He is going back to the dressing room. Wait a minute. I think Brian Lee doesn't know how to handle this dirty white girl. He's like trying to get a cat off his face. Here's a white boy back.
There goes Lee through the ropes.
What a.
All right, fans, we're going to try to get order restored. We'll be back right after this.
All right, I wanted to let it play because I there was a couple of things that happened in that. And let me just recap some. So, one, when Dirty White Boy paused to allow the crowd to react to him about to whip Tammy, I thought that was perfect because it gives the crowd time to, like, react. And then, two, the use of the purse was great. Three, Tracy selling us on why he couldn't help or wouldn't help, I thought was beautiful on commentary. And then four, the whole Dirty White Girl coming in to help, who was actually legit Dirty White Boy's wife at the time. I thought this, I don't know, I really liked this segment. It all made a lot of sense. Like, Doc, what did you think about all that?
I thought Tammy looked delicious.
I know, huh? When she's bent over, like, yeah.
And I was jealous of the dirty white boy getting to spank that ass.
Mm.
Did you see that pre-diabetic piece of shit 8-year-old kid that popped when Dirty White Boy gave him a high five on the way to the ring?
I didn't make note of that.
Yeah, probably the highlight of that little shithead's life.
That's nice, Doc. Okay. All right. What else you got, Doc?
Dirty white girl, dude.
Yeah.
A star in the making.
Dirty white girl.
Oh, if you've heard Tommy Noe, he's like said she will get the Tim Horner Award when she comes in. So,
she's the one who uttered the great line, "I want to talk to Tom."
Did y'all see when Brian Lee threw her?
Yeah.
In that clip, he tossed her at one point.
I thought it was like he didn't know what to do, and then he grabbed her and tossed her, and it looked like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
He threw her ass off of Tammy. I mean, he literally picked her up and flung her across the ring, and she's not a big girl, so she went flying. It
right,
was like picking up a baseball and just tossing it. Okay. Harper, you got any other thoughts on everything that went down here?
I mean, they got a special little view of Tammy's ass.
Mm. Everything that went down, that was the one thing you were keyed in on, right?
And
the one thing. Why weren't you?
Yeah. Dick.
Okay. Because
she's white and you're racist?
Yeah. Okay. And is this something Stone Cold Steve Austin would have done?
What? What?
This whole thing. The fucking dirty white boy spanking a fucking woman.
Are you saying he would or wouldn't?
He would have.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's like Steve Austin.
It kind of is. I mean, again,
because he's when he says, oh, well, I'll fucking hit a fucking cripple. Fuck you.
Right. Yeah. No rules, right?
Mm hmm. That's what I got from this. I was like, it's like Steve Austin before Steve Austin.
Pretty much, especially for this small territory.
Yeah.
Up next is Cornette. He's going to cut a local promo. We've kind of heard this before, but I wanted to get your thoughts, Doc, if you wanted to hear it again, and Harper, you too.
Yeah. He's got a great line in this.
Yeah, what, Doc?
And notice as we head into this that Matthews has gotten a big-ass haircut, dude.
Thank God. He must have had a job interview somewhere.
They must have taken out the fucking hedge trimmers on that shit.
All right, let's hear from Corny right here. He's got a good line in here. He does.
I It's Heavenly Bodies against Ron and Don the Bruise Brothers.
After all you welfare cases up there in Eastern Kentucky, right there in Hazard Thanksgiving night, after the ceremonial traditional carving of the canned spam, I want you to come on down to the Memorial Gym. See the gang fight match, Bruise Brothers. It's your kind of match. You say you're street fighters? Well, this is your chance to prove it, because each man in the match gets to bring his favorite weapon. And it's legal to use it. Anything goes. The referee can't stop the match. And the only way to win is to knock your opponent out for a 10 count. And I guarantee you, Bruise Brothers, one way or another, we're going to do just that. And then I want to wish all the luck in the world to Tammy Fitch, because the dirty white girl being there at ringside, brother, the dirty white girl Thanksgiving's nothing special to her. She gives thanks every single time the blood test comes back clear.
Thanksgiving night, Hazard, Kentucky. Primetime Brian Lee defending the Smoky Mountain heavyweight title against the dirty white boy, and he'll have the dirty white girl in his corner.
Thanksgiving night, I have to go and see the sleazy, slimy tramp across the ring from me. I'm probably going to regurgitate my Thanksgiving dinner. And Brian, please don't let her anywhere near me, because if she gets her hands on me, I'm not going to be able to go home and open my Thanksgiving presents.
You don't worry about anything, honey. You know, that's right. It makes me sick. After a holiday, we have to go and face Dirty White Boy and Dirty White Girl. I'll tell you what, Dirty White Girl, I know you're jealous of my manager. I know you want to get her, but you're not going to in Hazard on Thanksgiving.
Doc, well, Harper, you laugh. You go first.
That's great, man. That's a great one-liner. Yes. I don't have any fucking
diseases.
Thank God.
That's so wrong.
I dodged another bullet.
Doc, your thoughts.
Man, I just put something together. You know why broads don't like Thanksgiving? There ain't no presents, and we watch football.
Yeah.
Bro, there's going to be a day and time when broads will expect a present on Thanksgiving.
She already does.
Wow. Yours does?
No. Sonny.
Tammy. Oh, okay.
She was going to go home and open her presents.
Jesus Christ. All right. Okay, so let's keep going. Anything else, y'all? I mean, I can't add nothing to what y'all said. That's y'all are spot on. Carve the Thanksgiving spam, and
he said that last year.
He did, yeah. But the line that is good was when she celebrates for not having any diseases. Holy shit! All right, well, up next is we come back from that local promo, and remember, we just had that thing go down with Brian Lee and White Boy. Now we've got White Girl, Dirty White Girl, and Dirty White Boy cutting a promo. Here it is.
Well, primetime Brian Lee came into the ring with a pair of brass knucks. He was ready to really turn your lights out. But one thing I got to say, Tracy Smothers over here, we said you needed some help. You didn't have a friend in the world, nobody here to help you, but the dirty white girl.
You better believe it. Everybody thinks that the white boy's a man with no country. I have no friends. And I've done a lot of bad things in my career. But one person has always stood beside me, right or wrong. And I'm talking about none other than the dirty white girl. And Miss Tammy Fitch, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. What do you got to say, white girl?
You listen up here, Miss Fitch. As long as I'm standing on the face of this earth, you or no other bimbo, as long as I'm around, will put your hands on this man. And if you don't think for one moment I won't rip your throat out and spit down your neck, honey, you better think again. I will go from one end of this country to the other side to kick your butt, you little bitch.
Tammy Fitch, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes for $1 million. But primetime, Brian Lee, what you've got to worry about is not the dirty white girl.
Tough guy.
You've got to worry about me. I've took a lot of big men. I've chopped every one of them down. I've put a lot of them out of professional wrestling. And by God, I'm still standing here. So what's going to happen, my dear friend? Thanksgiving Thunder, you are going to put that title on the line against me. And you want to guess what else? The dirty white girl will be in my corner at Thanksgiving Thunder. Regardless whether you like it or not, that's the way it's going to be, primetime. So the best thing I can tell you and that bimbo little sluz is cinch it up tight. Come straight on, because the white boy and the white girl will be standing looking straight across the ring at you. And we didn't get the name, the dirty white boy or dirty white girl. by helping old ladies across the street. I got the name, she got the name, purely by beating people up. Now that is something you've got to learn to live with, regardless whether you like it or not. Let's rock and roll, baby.
All right, action. Let's go to the ring.
Well, Doc, your thoughts on all that?
Boy, she is...
He just muted himself. Good fucking Lord. Did you...
Hey.
He muted himself. We can't hear you, stupid son of a bitch.
You muted. You muted.
No.
So she is
muted himself.
She is country without the O.
That's not right.
Dude, she seems like she would like. She seems like the kind of broad that would burn you with a cigarette.
Yeah. Hey, you know who she reminds me of?
Oh, God. Oh.
Amy Fisher. You remember her?
Yeah, but Amy Fisher was up north, right?
Yeah, this, right.
This chick's all southern.
100%.
If you'd have just showed her and said, what's her name in real life, I would have said Tammy. She looks like a Tammy to me.
Or Nancy.
Ooh.
Well,
and now we're throwing out the term bitch on TV.
Family friendly has been gone. Come on, bro.
Wrestling the way I liked it?
Well, this is wrestling the way I like it. Family friendly, my ass. You know, we're drawing money now. Screw that shit.
And Dirty White Boy's just out there laying it out, man. I've done bad shit. I'm going to keep doing bad shit. I got a name here. What do you think, Dirty White Girl, when she told her, like, when she first did this, you know, back probably Continental or whatever. She was like, I'm going to get into the wrestling with Tony. Oh, really? What's your name? Dirty White Girl.
That's funny. Like, why would... Like, that sound... That's a good name for a dude. But when you think about that for a girl, it's, like, got a negative connotation.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so good for a boy that Foreigner wrote a song about it.
Dirty White Girl.
Right.
Harper, you got any thoughts on this?
She's perfect form.
She is, but according to Tommy Noe, we're not going to like her promos as we go through this. Tommy Noe says she'll get the Tim Horner Award going from here on out.
We're probably going to love him.
We'll see.
Did Tommy Noe become an expert on everything Smoky Mountain?
Dude, she can't cut promos. Come on, bro.
I want to talk to Tom.
Yeah, well, not just that. You'll see as we go into this. She's not a good promo, but this was fine.
I'm willing to give her a chance. I don't know why you weren't.
Okay, I didn't say I wasn't. Any other thoughts, Harper, before we move on?
Uh-uh.
All right, we got Robbie Eagle, and I think they said John Hitchcock versus the Rock and Roll Express.
He's from Parts Unknown.
Yeah. So
that's a big boy, though.
Rock and Roll win with a double drop kick, and that's all I got. You got anything, Harper?
No.
Doc, you?
Mm-mm.
Down and Dirty with Dutch and the Bruise Brothers. I am not playing this.
No. But Jesse, he did say he was Jesse Helms, which is funny.
I thought that was hilarious. He brought up Jesse Helms and they're in North Carolina. So if you don't
know...
And Caudle
works for Jesse Helms.
And let me just say this. We're a politics-free zone, but just hit Google and Google Jesse Helms and you'll see why we're laughing when Dutch said before the video package that he was Jesse Helms and you're not.
Do you Google him or do you Google his biracial baby after years and years of racism?
Wait.
What?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Jesse Helms fathered a child out of wedlock.
Then say allegedly and not...
Allegedly.
Okay, and not just make that wild claim on the man.
That was of multiple races...
Let me see if
I get there.
If
not, it's all allegedly, man. None of this is real.
It's a politics-free zone. But if you want to know what Dutch is talking about when he says at the beginning of it he was Jesse Helms and you're not, just search Jesse Helms and you'll find out what Dutch was talking about. All right, I am going to share my screen here because I want. Let's see, where is it at? Hold on, let me get this. Let me get this thing all good and going here.
Okay, maybe that was allegedly. What are we doing?
All right. So hold on 1 second, y'all. All right. I just shared my screen. Harper, can you see it?
No.
You can't see my screen?
I can.
Wait, hold on. The fuck?
Okay, I'm going to retract my statement about him having...
while we're waiting. Yeah, you go ahead and retract that statement.
Now, he was in an article here that said one of the 12 most racist politicians of all time. So, there's that.
See?
So, that's why Dutch was digging it, Caudle.
Yeah, I don't see your screen. Oh, wait. I got
there,
it now.
There it is.
All right, I was sharing the whole screen and not just a window,
dude,
for whatever
these
reason.
These two guys are complete hobos.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, with access
to dumpsters to eat to get those big bellies.
All right, hold on.
This is bullshit. All
right, so y'all are good, though, on the whole match or down and dirty and whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so George Thurgood sings that song. Okay, let's go.
So we're going to go now to the Moondogs and Jim Cornette, and I think I'm gonna keep the sound down, I guess, a little. Maybe I'll turn it up a little so that we can hear a little bit of it. But I'm going to stay quiet. I'm going to let you two just comment on what you're seeing as this is playing, because I'm also video capturing this for the YouTube channel as I'm recording this as well. So I'm going to hit play, and you two sons of bitches just have at it. Mike's going to stay quiet, all right? Here it is.
All right, fans, right now, Jim Cornette and that whistle and the guys that we've been hearing an awful lot about. No wonder these guys are not licensed in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. There's a perfectly good example of why.
Let me explain something to everybody out here right now. Smoky Mountain Wrestling is trying to protect some more of their fair-haired boys. I got the Moondogs from the swamps of Louisiana. I brought them all the way to Smoky Mountain Wrestling for one reason, to finish off the Rock and Roll Express. And what does Smoky Mountain do? They say, these guys are too wild. They're too crazy. We deny them a license. They have denied them access to hotels, motels, restaurants. They've barred them, tried to have them arrested. Well, let me explain something. Nobody does that to Jim Cornette or any tag team that I want to bring to Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Because what do you do? What do you do, Bob Caudle, when you got somebody on your property and you don't want them there? You sick the dogs on them, baby. And that's exactly what I'm doing to the Rock and Roll. Now, wait a minute, boy. Wait a minute. Now they say that the Moondogs cannot wrestle on Smoky Mountain Wrestling. But I see a couple of guys in the ring right now. Why can't we wrestle them?
You can't wrestle. Jim, why? You know why not.
Why not?
The guys are not licensed. They can't wrestle in Smoky Mountain.
You know what? I'm going to give them a license right now. Moondogs, sick them.
No, Jim. No. Jim Cornette said sick them, and the dogs went...
All right, I'm going to shut up.
Get your hands up.
You two get some commentary.
Yeah, that guy just like, okay, here we go.
He just fed him his head.
Yeah, he's just like, fuck it.
Into the post. Oh, out of the ring. The trash cans, that's not a big deal with the trash can.
That fucking yellow dust look back. Here comes
Cornette. See?
Focus on the chair shots, y'all, and the fucking vacuum cleaner in a short while.
Oh, yeah.
A fucking vacuum cleaner. This feels mud show. This is garbage. What was that? Was that drywall? Is that drywall? Jesus Christ. There's a fucking vacuum cleaner. Oh! Right across the sternum.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That one guy looks like a special version of Axel Rotten.
Oh, God. Yeah, he does. God.
This ain't exactly Rexon's spot here.
You know that guy looks like? Remember Fraggle Rock?
Yeah.
Looks like one of the real big guys from the Fraggle Rock that were in the garden.
Jesus Lord.
Oh, those trash cans don't hurt though, do they?
No. They're like big cocaine.
That's fair.
Oh,
bitch.
Get your hands up, son. I can't believe it. He's finally going to call him off Dutch. It's
unbelievable what they did to those two. Well, first of all, he said every dog has his day. The moon. This goes on for a while, too.
Yeah, it just keeps going, man. I disapprove of all of this. It doesn't do anything. I want to do an interview. Hey, mister,
are you glad? Are you glad you're in the wrestling business, huh? I'm going to turn up the volume. Watch this.
Are you glad you're in the wrestling business, huh? I don't think they're so glad they're in the wrestling business. Hey, Ricky Morton right here. This looks like Ricky Morton.
Watch this chair shot, dude. Ricky
Morton. Oh. That's Ricky Morton.
Watch this one.
And that's Robert Gibson.
Oh.
Watch it, dog. Don't just hit me.
God.
Look, watch this. Watch this.
Here you go, Bob Cole.
They not only should be barred, they shouldn't get a license. They ought to be put under chain, lock and key, and in chain.
Come on, dogs. I'm going to find you a fresh bowl of water and maybe a nice cat to chew on.
Jim Cornette and the Moondogs fans. Unbelievably wild from these two. All right, as you know, let's... Fans, the Bullet is meeting the challenge of the Master Kevin Sullivan in the...
Okay, Doc, any closing thoughts on this as we wrap that up?
I can't take a bigger shit on this than... it's just... I can't take a big enough shit on this.
I feel bad for Bob, dude, because he's probably like, man, what the fuck?
Fuck those two guys, man. Seriously. Well, here's the other thing. You brain somebody, and you still have to beat on them for 6 or 7 minutes. If you're that badass, you knock them out with the first shot. If you're going to take, shoot shots at them.
Doc, do you want to say what Cornette had to say about this? Do you remember
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm hot. I'm legit hot right now, though. That's bullshit.
So the dude who, if you're watching it on the YouTube channel, the dude who is like frozen right now on the screen, like he was
buried
like,
under debris.
That's the guy from Frigo. Okay.
No, yeah, the big fat moon dog. Well, the other guys, Larry Latham. I think this Larry Latham is also out there, but this is like some version of one of the moon dogs. But this Fraggle Rock guy, as Harper calls him, that you're looking at on YouTube. Well, so Corny said after they came back. Corny was not happy with this segment, but he's in the middle of it, so I don't know if he could really kind of put a stop to it. I mean,
he couldn't direct traffic.
Yeah, so, but he kind of, this guy right here asked him after, Jim, was it good? Did you like it? I'd love to do TV again. And this is he's going to be on TV again, but this was, it's only within that one tape, and I don't think he's ever coming back. Corny was not happy with this, though. If you listen to the drive-through. I think he answered it on one of the drive-throughs like 6 months ago or so. He was definitely not happy with it.
I'm not happy with it either.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. This is a serious question, and this may explain some of your goofiness today. How many chair shots to the head unprotected do you think you took in your life?
Good question. Maybe, and I know one, there was one match, bro, I probably took 6 or 7, so...
That's great. That explains everything.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And trust me, I think back, and I'm like, what the fuck? Because those are brain cells I'll never get back.
That's why it took you 10 years to get an associate's degree.
Right.
Bachelor's degree, and it didn't take 10, it took 20.
It took...
I started in 94.
So now the question
is... I started in 94, and I finished... In 2017.
Which prompts the question, Harper, how many chair shots have you taken?
None.
There you go. No bumps for us. Talent doesn't have to take bumps.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I can get over fine.
I took way too many, Doc. I'm telling you, dude, there was one match where my brain was fucking just scrambled eggs. But whatever. All right, what else you got, Doc, from this? This was, like I said, Cornette wasn't happy with this. If you've ever listened to any of his shows, this was not his. He hated the way this went down.
I can't imagine him looking back on this and being proud of it in the first, even if he hadn't said it, because this is totally different than anything good or bad that we've been through.
Yeah,
and it feels like garbage mud show bullshit.
This was insane, man. This is crazy.
Do you agree?
You know, this, there just wasn't a precedent for it. I mean, ECW was, this is 93. ECW doesn't really do this until, I guess, a little bit later. I don't know, man. I understand, like, wanting to, see, here's the thing. Like, you wanted them to be maniacs and these crazy moondogs that wouldn't get licensed. So it kind of, like, feeds into that part of the story. But I don't know if you really needed to go as far as they went. I mean, they took those chair shots and they just beat the piss out of those guys with them, man. I mean, it was like, and the thing was, there was no give when they were swinging. They swung for the fences. It was like the Bash Brothers, like Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco with Oakland in the, what was it, the 80s or not? It was the 80s, actually. When they were just swinging for the fences, and they're just bludgeoning these two bastards. And then there's a couple of shots where they're like either on their stomach or on their backs that you saw, where they just, I mean, just tee off, just pow, and it's chair meeting skin or head. So I don't know how I really feel. I mean, you want them to look like maniacs. I just don't know if it took 30 chair shots for that to matter. And again, yeah. Cornette's right. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but that's what I took from it. So, yeah, I agree. Any other thoughts, Hopper?
No.
All right.
It's just, like what y'all said, it fucking looked like shit. It's just, you know, bunch of assholes beating the crap out of somebody.
Okay. Doc, you got anything before we put a bow on this segment?
No.
All right. Well, let's keep going then, and we will move forward with now. You heard Bob Caudle as we were wrapping that one up. He's got something. He's going to throw it to the Bullet. So hey, I'll keep my screen open that way y'all can kind of see what I'm doing here, and y'all can watch along like we did last time. So Bob Caudle throws us to the Bullet, and it's followed by Kevin Sullivan. Here it is.
Four faces, a fear challenge, and that's going to be at Thanksgiving Thunder right now. Let's take time to hear these words from both participants while we catch our breath.
Vacuum.
Well, everybody's wondering what happened to the Bullet. He got toasted like a marshmallow. But at Thanksgiving Thunder Part 2, Kevin Sullivan, alias the Master, and you too, Cornette, I'm going to be looking at both of you. You see, you burnt all the hair off my eyebrows. You burnt my eyelashes off. And I won't be seeing right for a couple of weeks, but I don't have to see right. All I've got to do is see an image. And I'll know that little fire plug, Kevin Sullivan, when I see him. And when I get my hands on him, you're going to curse the day that the caveman invented fire. Because that fireball is what's got you into this mess. And I want you to please do that voodoo that you do so well at Thanksgiving Thunder. Because I'm going to chew up your voodoo dolls, and I'm going to spit out splinters. James E. Cornette, I know you're behind it, brother, but you tried to take me down before and you couldn't do it. And thank goodness the Bullet has come to save Bob Armstrong. He's let me use his gym here, so I'm getting ready. Before all this mess is over, Bob Armstrong will be commissioner again, and I'll tell you what. You've got about as much chance as a snowball in Hades of taking this mask off Thanksgiving Thunder. I'm glad the Four Faces of Fear are your favorite matches, Kevin Sullivan, because that's what I want to beat you at, your own game.
All right, I stopped it there. Harper, you got anything from the Bullet there before we go to Sullivan?
I like the, how do you do the voodoo that you do? Wasn't that from a Salt and Pepper song?
I think it was from the movie Blazing Saddles.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I couldn't remember, but I thought the same thing. I had the same note. Like, that line came from somewhere, but I just don't remember where. And yes, I've seen Blazing Saddles. It's been a very long time, but I've seen it.
Boy, that's some racially charged humor.
Yeah.
Doc, anything from the Bullet right there?
I like how he's got an eye patch and a mask on.
Yeah.
Of course. He's got to protect that eye. Yeah. He got fire thrown at him. What did you expect?
I said I like it.
Okay. I thought you were being sarcastic. Harper, no. Anything else before we keep going?
I like it.
Nah. Let's go to Kevin.
Let's go to Kevin. All right. So we will go to Kevin Sullivan now and hear what he's got to say in response to the bullet.
Why would a full-grown man run around in a mask? Only if you're Bob Armstrong and want to hide from your four idiot kids would you do that. Shit. Bob, they know where you live. They're going to come over there and bother you the rest of your life. Sure, you made mistakes. Sure, you're going to have to pay for them. And you made a real bad mistake in my life. You didn't pay for my psychiatrist. You know, I was making real good progress. I was becoming a model citizen. I was starting to feel good about humanity. I wanted to be the next Dr. Do-Good. I wanted to find a cure for cancer, or maybe a cure for the common cold. But now, on Thanksgiving Day, thunder, because of all this built-up hatred directed at one person, the guy that used to be the commissioner that wouldn't pay my bills, I have problems in my head, Bob. I have a big pain up here because the four faces of fear are whacking around in my head saying, reach in there and pluck out his tongue. Reach in there and pull off Bobby's mask. Thanksgiving Day, Thunder, it's a tradition. It's like when the pilgrims invited the Indians over for Thanksgiving and they said, do you want a leg? Do you want a leg? I do. Thanksgiving Day Thunder, a family tradition.
Well, fans, that's strong words from the Bullet and from Kevin Sullivan. And Bullet has his work cut out for him to keep his mask and his health.
All right, Doc, thoughts?
I like how he's like, the kids are still going to come bother you for the rest of your life. They know where you live. I like tying it back to the old angle that he had with the psychiatry, and he's not even pretending that this isn't Bob Armstrong. This is good stuff, man. Sullivan's great.
He really is. I love Kevin Sullivan's good. He's the perfect nutcase. Harper, yeah. What'd you have from it?
Did he say humanity?
Humanity.
Yeah.
Dude, I think he said humidity.
Well, he was at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is at the beach, so it could be pretty humid.
How is he doing that at the beach without all that wind getting in that microphone?
That's true, huh?
Maybe that's a good Photoshop. Question. No, that's legit, because there's scenes from him.
That's like the moon landing.
Oh, the moon landing. Now you're going to tell me the moon landing didn't happen?
Yeah. That was really all filmed like in a studio. It's like Dr. Morgus. That shit was all in some little bullshit studio.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Here we go. It's a conspiracy. Oh, man. Do you think the Earth's flat, too?
Nah. It's round.
What about fluoride?
That's all fucking bullshit. Fucking poison. Yeah, whatever, bro. Go sit down.
Offer's hot. Y'all want to comment on Mike Furness' training session with Tim Horner? Y'all want me to
Jesus.
Play it?
I tell you, it's... When he does the headlock, he fucking jumps all over the fucking place.
So here's segment number two that I hate every single thing about this in this show.
It's playing for y'all. There it is. Mike Furness training session with Tim Horner. Go ahead and comment while you're at it. I don't even know how long this shit goes, but Harper, say it again, because I just hit record on the video recorder that I'm recording in the background. What were you about to say?
Look at him all slump-shouldered.
Yeah, he's like, hey, okay. I'll wrestle.
And Mike Horner is going to stretch y'all.
Yeah, right.
He's probably asleep. He seems sleepy. This is making me want to see Horner sing again.
They're working hard, bro.
Oh, yeah.
God, that ring mat is on.
Yeah,
that thing ain't stretched tight, dude.
Yeah.
That's a problem. All right. Do y'all have enough of this yet?
Yes. I didn't want to watch it at all.
Oh, I thought y'all would. Hold on. Let me click forward to some coaching.
How old is he here?
Had trouble breaking it off. You had a grip on
him. Furnace?
Yeah.
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
I don't know what he is.
But I'll stop it now, and we'll go to the next segment. But Doc, what do you have from this, if anything?
It is amazing, but Furnace has negative personality, and not negative in like a negative personality. He has negative personality, the absence of.
He's like Data from fucking Star Trek.
What?
But like a white trash redneck version.
Data. Okay.
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't watch Star Trek, but I think I know what he's talking about. Okay. Harper, let's keep going, because it sounds like y'all are tired of burying.
Does he ever wrestle?
I have no clue. I don't remember. Doc, do you?
What?
Does he ever, like...
Does he ever wrestle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I hope not. I don't remember.
Okay.
Man, we're coming up on, like, 2.5 years since I've seen this.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. We've been doing this a long time. We're almost
halfway
through.
Well, you're a doctor. You're a doctor. You should have a good memory, asshole.
What does that have to do with anything? But then, filled my head with other doctoral shit, you jackass.
Okay. Next up is Tim Horner versus Killer Kyle. Beat the Champ. Ooh. TV title match.
He does. What? He's got some matches here in Smoky Mountain starting in December. He fight his Christmas night.
Goddamn, pal, pronouns. Out. He.
6 months. He and his brother, Mike Furnace.
Who is he?
The Furnace Brothers.
Okay. Oh, that's right. They do. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Well, hey, goddamn, pal.
Goddamn, pal. Okay. So let's keep going, because I really don't care about Mike Furnace's matches right now. I'm worried about Tim Horner versus Killer Kyle. And Darryl Van Horn joins commentary. Should I play it?
No. Let's just talk to it.
Well, he says it's kind of like when. Do you want to talk to it then? Go ahead.
He said he gives it's like getting a jalapeno enema.
That's nice.
That's what I thought.
No, that's not the line I had.
Was it about Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, and he said it's kind of like when you're Ron Jeremy, when you're huge, who needs technique?
Right.
So, okay, no one looks, I'm like, oh, whoa.
No one looks good wearing brown lipstick.
Then he says you're going to be in more shock on Thanksgiving Thunder than if you see one of Michael Jackson's home videos. Fuck me. I was like, wow.
I mean, you know, and he made some kind of comment that he doesn't like to eat ass unless it's been beaten red first.
Yes. What
That's
the hell?
A whoa.
It's in there.
Oh,
maybe,
fuck.
Maybe you should play this.
I don't remember that.
Yes, he's.
Hold on. Let me cue it up. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Here it is.
We've been hearing from him in recent weeks about French Karras, I believe it is. But I tell you, I got to go back. You're talking about how rough and tough the Prince may be and what he might do. I think you just got an eyeful of what may happen to anybody in Smoky Mountain Wrestling when Jim Cornette had that wild bunch out here just a moment ago. Have you ever seen anything like that?
That's nothing compared to what Prince Karras is going to do at Thanksgiving Thunder. Thanksgiving Thunder is going to be hotter than a jalapeno enema. And why? Because Prince Karras will make his debut against that punk in the ring right there, the people's champion, Tim Horner. Well, Tim Horner, look at the people you represent. They're a bunch of backwards hillbillies who speak in tongues, handle serpents, and drink strychnine. Well, Tim Horner, you should have listened to the doctor when he told you that drinking strychnine would stunt your growth. Look at you now. You're 5 feet tall, 150 pounds, and you're going to get in the ring with a 7 foot tall, 350 pound giant. And the amazing thing, Bob Caudle, is that there are some wrestling pundits out here saying, well, he knows the sweet science of wrestling. He might be able to pull off an upset. Well, cancel that right now. It's kind of like Ron Jeremy once told me, when you're huge, who needs technique?
Well, there may be something to say about that, Dutch. I see you're agreeing with that.
Oh, well, he's making a lot of sense, and he has a man he's bringing in, and he's highly touted, and I think
I've never seen him. I don't know a thing about him. Do you?
When Darryl, I know a lot of things, Bob. I don't let out everything I know on this television set, but if Darryl Van Horn says he's bringing the man in like that, then I have to take him at his word, and I believe him. And I'm sort of sorry that it's going to be Tim Horner that he's making his debut on, because Tim Horner may not be with us very much longer after Thanksgiving Thanksgiving Thunder, right, Daryl?
Exactly, and you believe this, Bob Caudle. When you see Prince Karras, you're going to be in for a bigger shock than you would have if you watched one of Michael Jackson's home videos. He's incredible. He can't be stopped. And I'll tell you something else about Tim Horner. He's had an unremarkable wrestling career. The only reason he's been able to do anything here in Smoky Mountain Wrestling is because he's willing to kowtow, play step and fetch, and kiss the butts of the promoters here.
Absolutely.
In Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Right.
Well, you will
right.
never find Prince Karras or myself kissing a butt unless it's been properly beaten and bloodied by a cat of nine tails first. Nobody looks good wearing brown lipstick, Tim Horner, and you look absolutely ridiculous, and he's going to knock it off your face at Thanksgiving Thunder.
Ooh, I tell you,
that's
right
some
now.
Strong words.
Yeah,
I like you, Daryl Van Horn,
you
a man
guys.
Who tells it like it is.
Catch your breath just a minute, Dutch. Let's do a little business. Fans, if you'd like a personal appearance at your business from one of the Smoky Mountain stars, call Pam Lawson at 615-587-1273 to arrange it. That's Pam Lawson. Give her a call. And now, let's go back
okay, let's
to what's
just,
happening
let's just
ring.
Analyze this match here.
Pam Lawson. All right, Doc, anything yeah. else you want to add to Mr. Van
I told
Horn
you,
there?
He wants a cat of nine tails to bloody up an ass before he kisses it.
Jesus Christ, what a fucking... I don't even know what... I mean, I can't... I'm like at a loss of words.
Dude, he was saying ridiculous things. He says it every week.
He's very creative, is all I can say.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very creative. Last thing.
If we ever get a fourth guy in the booth, he seems like a natural.
Oh, yeah, he would definitely. I'd love to have him on the show. Good Lord. Last thing, you saw the thing from Pam Lawson there. So, and I don't remember who this was. I'd have to look on Twitter. Someone was watching ahead and actually did call the line. And it
God.
Is a fax line now.
That's a rib.
They said they called it.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, no. I'm just telling call you.
Call it right now.
Yeah. I'm not calling that. What if somebody answers and we're live on air?
Like, hi, this is Mike Mills from Booking the Territory. And is a payment, please.
Is... This is where we need a lawyer on staff, because I'm like, I want to call this number. But
I'm
I don't
a doctor. It's close enough.
No.
All you got to do, if somebody answers, hang up.
What is the law in Tennessee with recording a telephone conversation? Because certain states
just
have
call
certain
Stephen
states have
P.
laws.
To call Stephen P. New.
Certain states have certain laws. No, I'd have to have consent before I can record. I don't know if Tennessee is a consent state. I don't know, dude. I'm not calling this number. But anyway,
why are you always such a chicken?
But we're recording the call right now. It's not called chicken. It's I don't want to get sued. You stupid son of a bitch.
They do it on radio stations all the time.
Yeah.
You just tell them when you come on.
Okay, I'm not calling this number right now. But anyway,
why do you always have to be such a festering vagina?
Yeah, grow some balls.
Okay, it says right here. Their wiretapping law is a one-party consent law.
See?
All right. What's the number, Doc?
It says, makes it a crime to intentionally intercept any wire or electronic
What's
communication.
What's the number, Doc?
615.
Uh-huh.
DDD.
587.
DDD.
12.
DDD.
73. And no matter who it is, tell them we want to book Tim Horner for a personal.
Oh, I got to keep a straight face. Hold on. All right, hold on, y'all. Let me get the laugh out of me. All right.
All right, here we go. I'm going on mute because I don't want to.
Yeah, it's good. Y'all send me to do this shit. I can laugh. Fuck, hold on. All right. Calling.
Put it on speaker.
It's not even really ringing.
Imagine the cell service back in the hills.
I'm telling you, it's a fax machine. It's y'all see my screen. It's calling it, but it's not doing anything. Oh man, we. Damn, call. Look, you see.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh shit.
6155871 is not available. At the tone, please.
I'm not letting it go.
Right.
You just
I right, pay him. Go all the way.
Oh shit!
Okay. Can we keep going now? We tried. God, this is terrible. Because this is on YouTube. And there's like, you know how many thousands of people going to hear that number we just said? Good Lord. All right. We'll keep going. Any other thoughts on this match, Doc, as you're on mute over there?
No.
Okay. That was a popcorn fart. It had no finish because the person didn't.
When
answer.
Is the best? Well, okay. Yeah, I do have a question. When's the last time Kyle won a match?
Well, he doesn't win.
He used to beat people all the time.
That's true. Yeah, he did go through a little stage where he went through a few jobbers, but I don't know.
At the very beginning.
Yeah, Harper's right. All right. We got to, after this match, so we can get to wrapping up this episode, we do get a Tim Horner promo. It was very meh at best.
Oh, five. Well, he's got 50 pounds on Kyle and a foot in height.
I guess I don't have the
time. My heavens alive, that's got to be like a giant in the ring.
And Tim Horner, $1,000 richer. Let's go right now, ladies and gentlemen, to Bob Caudle, standing by with our Beat the Champ, Tim Horner.
All right, Dutch, and you're with me right now. White Lightning, Tim Horner, another $1,000 richer.
Brothers,
still our TV champion. But I tell you, we had Daryl Van Horn over here talking about Thanksgiving Thunder, and he said we have probably seen the last of White Lightning.
Well, let me tell you something about Mr. Van Horn. Mr. Van Horn is a leech, just like all these other managers around here, trying to find somebody that'll take him to the top so he can ride their coattails and be somebody. Well, I've heard all about this prince of wherever...
Karras, I think.
What? Wherever he is. Coming in, over 7 feet tall, over 300 pounds, and wanted to fight two men. Is that correct?
That's right.
Well, let me tell you something. At Thanksgiving Thunder, you've got me, White Lightning, and I'm going to be coming at you so hard and so fast from so many different directions, you're going to thank these two of me. I hope your man is up to the test, because I sure am.
Oh, boy, fans, Thanksgiving Thunder, it's really going to be something, and that's something, by golly, you don't want to miss. We're going to be right back.
You don't need two men to get you off. You just need me.
I can't do it because I got two hands.
What? Look at that haircut, man. He looks worse. He looks worse with the haircut than he did with the poofy fro.
Doc just transitioned straight from the Tim Horner promo to this local promo where they're watching on my screen the Bruise Brothers.
Who's in the basket?
It's a fucking mannequin with broken body parts.
It's pretty funny, actually. Not the promo, just the fact that they've got that out there.
A broken mannequin in like a basket. It's pretty dumb. Any other thoughts about Tim Horner there, Doc?
No.
Harper, you? Good
Lord. I
like
the finish for the match. It was something. I guess he couldn't get his victory roll onto Killer Kyle, so they did the sunset flip.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a change. I like that. It did look good. You're right. We didn't play the Bruise Brothers local promo. Did y'all want to hear Dirty White Boy, though?
Dirty White Boy. Yeah, fuck it, man.
Here it is. Local promo, so this isn't tied into the current episode.
Everybody's going around saying the white boy's a man with no country. He has no friends. Well, I've done a lot of bad things, but right or wrong, I've always had one person that stood beside me through thick and thin, and that's this little lady right here. So Thanksgiving Thunder. Turkey Day, it's all coming down. And white girl, what are you going to do if that Tammy Fetch touches me?
I'm going to show her what a hazard it's going to be to her health. You show up in Hazard, Kentucky, honey, and I'm going to kick your butt like it's never been done before.
There you have it, Turkey Day. It's all coming down. Prime time, I'm taking the strap, and there just ain't nothing you can do about it.
Man, you know what else she fucking looks like?
I was wrong, too. Her name's Lisa. That girl's name is Lisa. Has to.
Harper, what were you saying?
She reminds me of them other fucking chicks that accused Bill Clinton of grabbing her.
Hey, when want me to say something bad about... Everybody's like, you're bad about the Republicans. Okay, man. If you're president of the United States, Bill Clinton, you can't find better ass to smash than some of those whores... Horse he ran through in the.
Well, he was in Arkansas, so.
Who cares, man? Get Miss Arkansas, not these fucking. Jesus Christ.
Damn.
That's nice.
Yeah. Look, if I'm going to be a serial fornicator, I'm going to at least try to get some quality tang so that I can ply my craft. He was just anything that moved.
Yeah, he was like a dog.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck if it's
a jar of mayonnaise. I don't care if it's a jar of mayonnaise or that broad over there.
Yeah. Hey, I just closed my eyes, man.
All right. That's nice. So you just let's keep going. Last promo of the. I'm tired, y'all. Last promo of the week. Tammy Fitch and Primetime Brian Lee, and here we go.
All right, fans, and with us right now, here is Primetime Brian Lee, Miss Tammy Fitch.
Ridiculous.
What, you guys were really trying to sucker the dirty white boy or what? He didn't have an injured arm.
Who does white boy think he is bringing that sleazy little tramp out here? Who does she think she is touching me? I mean, I can't believe the Smoky Mountain officials would even let somebody as dirty and sleazy like her in the same building with me. I'm going to get a skin rash from her even coming near me for her touching me. I can't believe this. She's the sleaziest, dirtiest, I'm so upset. She's the sleaziest, dirtiest little tramp I've ever seen in my life. She's a scumbag. Hey, Brian, can we say the word slut on television?
I think we can. That's exactly what she is.
That's what she is.
That's exactly what she is.
That's what she is.
Dirty white boy's nothing, and she's nothing but a slut.
That's what she is.
That's what I know. I know. She hit my head right here.
Brian!
Oh, wait a minute. Watch out. Oh, and there she goes, up over the desk. Brian got her.
Dude, she
and
almost
Brian tackled her. Here's the dirty white boy. We got pandemonium right now. Fans, it's been a wild one. It's been a woolly one. We got to go for now. See you next week. And until then.
Dude, when she jumped to attack her and Brian Lee caught her, you can see it. She, like, damn near flies over Brian Lee and takes a bump on a table.
Dude, Brian Lee looks like pure trash, huh?
You know what he looks like? He looks like a guy that's been, like, in the old days, like, he's either sick or he's been on drugs, he hadn't shaved, stubble. Yeah. That's him. I did find out the dirty white girl's real name. Her real name is Kim.
Kim, that's right. That's right. I looked it up once, and I couldn't remember.
Kim Anthony?
Well, they're not married anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, they I don't remember when they divorced, but I know they're not together anymore. Well, that was we had a lot of fun with that one, man. That was let's see. That's not one of our longest. We're only at 1 hour and 17 minutes right now, so we're not too bad. All right. Well, any other thoughts on the last promo there, Doc?
We got a good little angle here, pal.
Yeah, we do. We definitely got a good little angle here. So, first off, before we do the disability checks, remember, become a patron. tinyurl.com/BTTpatron is a great way to support the show. You get access to all of the patron content, the pre-shows, the world-class shows, all that good stuff. You can do as little as $2 a month. You can do more, and we'd appreciate it. But again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. Disability checks. This was better than last week to me.
No, it wasn't.
No?
I think it was better. I mean, not by much, but I think it was better.
So what did we do last week? I gave it, what, a 7.7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave it
7.5. 7.5. Yeah.
I thought it was better, so I'm giving it an 8.
That's what I'm giving it, an 8.
Yeah, I'm giving it an 8. What are you giving it, Doc?
The Moondogs and the Furnace and Horner thing.
Oh,
really,
God. I forgot
really
about them.
Took me out of the mood. And I'm going to give this show the lowest score I've given in months. 6.9.
Damn.
It wasn't that bad, but okay.
That's barely a D.
Yep. I didn't enjoy this one.
Okay. Wow. That's lower than I thought you would. Well, we do need to do the government cheese as well. So, I'm going to give it to, I got to give it to the segment with Dirty White Boy versus Primetime Brian Lee, where Brian Lee comes out in the sling, because I thought the way they set that up with Tracy not helping him and explaining why, and just the whole reaction to Tammy getting whipped and then the promo after, I think that kind of, to me, that gets it. So we agreed a couple weeks ago we could do a segment. That segment's getting it from me.
Yeah.
When did we agree to that?
Yeah.
We agreed to it, and you know we did.
When?
No.
It's been about 2 to 3 weeks now. Once Doc realized he wanted to give it to a segment, and he gave it to a segment, that's when it happened. Because I had done it before, and an asshole over here was like, oh, no, you can't do that. You're being lazy. Well, and then he gives it to the segment after that. I forget which segment it was. But anyway, Doc, who are you giving it to? Mm-hmm, you know I'm right.
It I feel like I need to give it to the two poor guys that got brained with those chairs, because they're probably in a mental institution now for being criminally insane. They can just nibble on it in their vegetative states. But no, I'm going to give it to Daryl Van Horn for some rapid fire, ridiculous commentary there.
That was ridiculous. Who are you giving yours to, Harper?
I'm giving it to a dirty white girl, because she didn't hold back, called her bitch and everything.
She sure did. Oh, man. It's good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Well, let me remind everyone, follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. Harper's at @CJHWhoDat. I'm at @Mike504Saints. You can also follow the show Twitter page or Facebook page, facebook.com/bookintheterritory. When you go there, click shop now, and that'll take you to the Pro Wrestling Tee store where you can find Harper's T-shirt. Also, the link to the Tee Public store is in the show notes in the show description, so look it up, please. We'd appreciate it. And then I want to shout out the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing with ROH's Brian Malonis, Mike Crockett. Every single Monday night, you can check out their show. Just search Wrestling Podcast About Nothing, and it will come up, and subscribe to it. And thank you very much for doing so. Don't forget to use our Amazon referral link. It's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. It is a great way to support the show without spending anything extra. And then lastly, I want to shout out the Hall of Fame patrons out there. Disrespectfully Classy Mark E. Blassie, Spy Boy Sports Cap JMM7530, DR1851, Rube1452, Frog Zeppelin, Philip Allen, R Smith 9000, 945 Sports Beat aka Big Rich, Jesse Lucas, Joe Ice, MPRU83, LS, Ari Miller 39, Justin_Andretti, JShiny21, Natural Hacksaw, Thin Man Within, Slider91, USC 49er Dodger, Gerald Greeny 3rd, TOG 94, SV Pageant, Martin Howell 71, Tim Arecchi, Coldman 822, Gob Old and Real, and Convince Ray. That's all I got. Thanks for being Hall of Fame patrons. Doc, you got anything else before we get out of here?
No.
Me either. Harper, you.
Let's roll.
Hit the tagline, Harper, and close out episode number 94, November 13th, 1993.
Book it, bitch.